gentlemen, I'm going to go to one.
One more question would be, if you come here from another zone, what do they do for supplies and ammunition of a different outfit?
Well, they must make very fine arrangements for it.
Well, I'm sorry. They obviously all make considerable amount of preparation for this.
Well, I'd be more and more seeing the way the ground is on this, that this is a good idea, but the military spokesman, that's the doctor, the American, that's the good American. Not the guy with you. Thank you very much, and I've been over here. The two sets of material, one is the weekly summary and the other has the monthly statistics on top of the yearly, the casualty, and the also a summary of the key items which we usually cover in the various briefings, the battalion size operations, the battalion laser operations, small unit actions, those with contact and VC initiated incidents.
Where's the question, Joe?
In your U.S. casualties for 1964, where are your comparative years?
I just saw this one for 64.
Well, what about 61, 62, and 63 so we can make a comparison on American casualties?
We've given this many times, right. But I won't do it again.
What is the criteria?
You want me to answer that?
Would you please?
Yeah. 60. Combined 61-62, the KIA is 32, WIA is 80, no missing. In 63, the KIA is 76, the WIA is 421, and the MIA is 7.
Hey, on the detained column, I noticed Marine Corps list zero for the year. There were two Marine.
Well, they had, yeah, I know what you're talking about. The message is going in, but they decided there's always a board that reviews these things. They have an investigation and they review it. And for some reason, this board said it didn't feel that the evidence was strong enough because there were villagers' reports. On those two fellows. Apparently no Americans have ever seen them, or I guess actually no Ivan troops ever saw them. They were, I think every report was a villager report. So that's the reason they're not carried in a detained status.
Those are two that were denied?
Denied, yes. The two fellows were on a Sunday afternoon when I was on the street floor of the basketball team.
The Air Force detained, your criteria for that is that he was purportedly, his voice was purportedly heard on Liberation Radio or...
No, this is the one that was down in on John or King John, where he went down and he was seen walking away from the airplane. This is not Whiteside. The Thompson is the one you're talking about. He was with Whiteside. Actually, he hasn't been changed over yet on the basis of that report.
Incidents long summary for 64, 28,490. How does that stack up with VC incident last year or the year before? Have you any idea?
The only one I had is last year, there were 16,800 VC incidents.
So it's gone up from 16,800 to 28,490.
Right. That, and last year in 63, there were 7,000 in the first 6 months and 9,800 in the second 6 months. So it was on an increasing curve in 63.
But this 28,490 is obviously the highest incident really that we've ever had. Because that 16,800 would include that peak, which is still the peak month, that November of 63 after the Zim collapse, which was still the peak month, was it not? I think it was about 3,050 or something incidents. November of 63.
Now, there were only four, November that. There were 10-21. So there were 1 week. 21. In 1 week.
1 week, yeah. So what I'm saying is that would be including that 6,800 figure.
Since November 1st, 63, reporting techniques on estimated VC casualties have been changed, have they not?
They've been refined.
Would this account for the fact that they seem to have lost so many more in 62 and 63 than they did the past year, when in fact combat and clashes have considerably increased during the past year?
I frankly don't know, because I don't know what the ground rules were last year.
Well, actually, so far I'm ready, I think that the reporting procedures have improved, and I think that the evaluating procedures have improved. I think that's the main thing, because nowadays we don't get some of these things evaluated for some time. As a matter of fact, in everything that we create, there's an item in the end of air activity. It says confirmation was received from D24 Corps of 80 VCKIA as a result of airstrikes in western Vinh Long Thailand, north of Tan Binh on 12 December. They hadn't accepted those until this time.
Well, in fact, aren't these 62 and 63 figures probably way too high?
I would guess they are. There was a lot of killed by air type figures in there, and as a matter of fact, people being carried off, which are no longer counted unless there's some kind of confirmation.
Also, this, as is indicated in the footnote there, in order to get apples and apples, pointing out that the VC statistics now only have KIA and captured. They used to have a wounded figure in there, which in many cases was a kind of a guesstimate. They would see foxholes with blood in them, and they weren't occupied, so they said, well, that obviously was wounded here. And this was the kind of thing, but now we don't carry any wounded at all. So I think that this took place about mid-year of 64 that we changed that we didn't have any more wounded. So I think all of these things combined to make this probably a more valid figure than we had before. We also now, have the intelligence operations out in the sectors, which we didn't have before. With an American advisor in each one of the intelligence sector operations, I think that has tended further to get better reporting.
See,
that
footnote is a little unclear.
Well, if you were to take the total RDNAF of 29,500 for 64 and compare it to 21,200, it wouldn't be very valid, because in the one case, we're only comparing killed and captured. So in order to have apples and apples, you have to add your 7,000, your 5,800, and come up with 12,800 to have a comparable figure. If we had a wounded figure, see, then you'd have comparable figures. So those three figures at the bottom there are the addition of the KIA and the NIA captured column.
And the
wounded, I think. No, it's the KIA and captured. In other words, your 4,413 are 80 to 5,700, and your 5,732 are 80 to 9,000.
Then your kill ratio really
is going
down because
the price
of less than
three
is
going to be less than three. This was predicted quite a long time ago. I know the old farmer did. But Colonel Dunning, you know, Malcolm, was here quite a long time ago, predicted that the kill ratio would go down as the fighting gets tougher. The VC improved their weaponry. As you have to pursue them more.
My only concern with the earlier figures is that I think they reflect the old urban finagler factor, which this could be removed.
They're the best figures we have.
Would that not just sort of follow up, Colonel? Why wouldn't the behavior of the office also improve during the same period of time? And you said that the prediction was made as if the jet cone gets better, and does the weather only get any better too?
Sure.
You want to take that one? You're saying why is the ratio changing?
Yes. I mean, why would such a prediction hold if the assumption would be that within several years the army itself would improve?
I think it reflects growing VC strength.
Well, would you say that the strength
is a good idea?
I'm
sorry,
I'm just going to say whether we're immersed in this thing now. Are you open to questions?
Yes.
I'm just going to say, on the other hand, would you not say that, on one hand, the increased VC strength, what about the increased government and the improvement of the government training program, etc., would not reflect itself equally? Really in a favorable ratio. There will be improvement too. Better training, better equipment. Wouldn't that have a balance in some way, or is it so much this way?
I frankly can't explain why. I can only say that it's an unfortunate trend. Clearly, the VC has strengthened. Clearly, they have more heavy weapons. And clearly, the engagements have been of longer duration. And although there haven't been as many attacks, those that have taken place have been with larger units and have been more violent. So, somehow out of that, you can find the ratio changing, and I just don't know. I can't explain it.
Are there yet casualty statistics about the Benjia operation taken as an 8-day entity or something?
Yes.
You got that.
Want to get over to
this yearly report,
and then we'll be through that. Would you rather do it that way, or
would
you
rather
do it?
We'll
just clear this up,
and
then we'll be through
with
it. The annual report.
I'll leave that up to Mr. Brown.
All right.
You're welcome.
Well,
I'll just
throw
the question.
Yeah, that was wrong. Tell me, what do we estimate the VC strength at today? We've got a figure, I mean.
What's the last one you got?
We've got a figure of hardcore, I believe, up to up to 36, if I'm not mistaken, maximum.
28 to 34, that.
34, excuse me, maximum, yeah. What would you estimate the hardcore strength?
Well, I am not about to change that official estimate because there's a considerable amount of chewing and pairing that goes on before the estimate is officially changed. It's been a long, steady upward climb, and one could plot it out and probably venture a guess that it's continuing to climb. But I know of no new estimates.
Well,
Well, the benefit of that connection, I just happened to look at it today, and January 1st, a year ago, it was 21,000 to 23,000 was the estimate. And then along in the spring, about April, it was changed 22 to 25. And then it was in July that it was changed 28 to 34. So the general says the estimate of the main course unit has been a steady increase.
We still adhere to this double confirmation process.
General, what do you attribute this to? These longer, the ability of quite the older followers, the trip, the larger unit, the, I mean, what is happening with these units?
Well, I think you could speculate that that the VC have gained strength, and that they, in fact, there has been some evidence that they have been reconsidering their tactics in light of changed force ratios.
Inspections and searches and whatnot.
As far as movement, we've got a today a roadblock that is 9 3/4 miles north of Saigon. It's been there since last Thursday. It keeps moving about a kilometer closer to Saigon every day. And the VC are kind of flagging the and also the Highway 15 going down into provinces going to attack. The BC has been running a marathon regularly now, tore down utility poles, have been harassing people, firing into the hamlets.
They've been hurt badly in a few, and they have won a few with rather resounding victories. But whether they can sustain the kind of losses they're taking, only time will tell.
How many cases do you see?
I would say there have been four that fall clearly in this category. There was An Lao, which may or may not have been a good example because of weather and because of the long narrow valley, which really made it extremely difficult to get in on the ground, as you know. The one down near Sok Trong in Botswan, where the 450 caliber machine guns were captured.
You believe they intended to?
I think they intended to. Well, I think the evidence is they intended to stand there because they had these heavy weapons in dug in. They're not easy to pull out of deep holes. They were in big square holes in the ground. They're not easy to take out of rice paddies and move once contact has been gained. So, it's speculation only because they were defeated. I would say that that village which is south of Kailay, Badia, you may recall that this was, I think it was either earlier in December or the month before when the VC had told the villagers where they were going to stay and the government would never return and the battalion was run out with very heavy casualties. And they came back again this month. And were unsuccessful in getting back again. But it looks to me as though they're contesting that village. They're trying to fight to hold that particular piece of terrain or regain it. And then I would say the other one is clearly Phuc Thuy. And the one I would say that, you know, I don't know whether the one down in Botswan north of Kamau on the 7th of December, that might fall in the same category.
So, what are you doing? This was the one where just north of
Kamau, the battalion was on both sides of the canal, and they put two Eagle flights in behind it. And then bound and straight, and they had a battalion coming up from the south. That's one of
them. He was asking if he was classified. He just along the line of me.
He classified that as another evidence of the extended fighting or not?
Which one?
Dick Long and Longview, you know, they hit the district town of Dick Long and had the ambush between D-Town and Longview. But they wasn't anything dug in particularly, the ambush force.
Well, I don't know. In the case of an ambush, it's kind of hard to say.
Couldn't have happened to someone down there and Ken Long, which was pretty heavy for him, but...
It was about, I recall it was sometime in the late summer, the first indication that they might be considering whether they could stand and fight a little bit longer. So I would say another month, we ought to have a pretty clear view as to whether this is in fact an experiment on their part, or a decision. It may be a decision to try it.
Is there
a
regimental direction
of
these
assets? Well, you could certainly guess that there is a regimental level headquarters at work in Kuk-Tui. We don't know which regiment, we don't know where it is, but the coordination of at least probably three battalions at Ben Dra, plus ambushes down south, within the barriers would indicate that there's a control headquarters in there that's doing a good job.
What are your criteria for judging or beginning to think about whether this pathway is changing phases? In enough engagements of this size, we can begin to think that they may be moving into something more conventional?
Now, I want to make it clear that I'm not talking about moving into the classic phase three of an insurgency, because I don't think that they make that in one step anyway. But I think that what they do is kind of test to see whether or not they have the capacity to prolong engagements, as long as the engagement is continuing to work out in their favor. They may be. They may be testing to see whether or not they can go into a town and stay for a day or two. Whereas in the past, they've always gone in and tried to get out within foundation, usually, before you really got in air attacks.
Would you not say that the main military objective of the action seems to be the annihilation of government personnel rather than the moving of the
I think they would agree that it would appear that they intend to stand and fight and contest with government forces in Kuk-Tui. You could read that to be an intention to destroy government forces. At the same time, it will have a tremendous impact on the situation in the province. From a political standpoint as well.
Are they proving to be fitted, or just taking their own time to fight when it's good opportunity to do
it? They don't stand and fight in one place, as you know as well as I, but within this whole area is what I'm talking about, within the general area, in spite of the fact that a considerable size government force has been placed in there. They may have gone, for all we know, but we know more. There are 3, 4, 5 battalions over there looking for them now.
Could you give us an account of this whole operation?
On the 20th of November, in fact, one account has it starting on the 5th of November. Well, what I'm talking about is what looks like the introduction of these forces into Kuk-Tui province. I assume that that's really what you're interested in. Starting about the 20th of November, there was an ambush in Dakdo. This was followed on the 5th of December by the first attack on Binja by about a battalion. And in that particular attack, the 38th Ranger Battalion moved into the village from the little fort at the district town, which is on highway number 2.
Yes.
And the 33rd Ranger Battalion, the same one that was lifted in this time, was lifted in that time, but north of the town. Just about exactly straight north of where they landed this time, but on the other side of the town. And the VC withdrew.
How long were they in the town?
I don't know. I haven't got the record here. But not long.
The VC lived there very long.
No. Very short period. Yeah. We're doing a track and doing a day. Then, on the 7th of December, there was another attack on Gatbel District Town. That's the town, you know, which is just to the east of Bahia. This town, that time, the town was defended by a regional force company, and the attack was by about 300 VC, and they withdrew and suffered the larger losses. On the 8th, there was some more harassment, and on the 9th,
harassment at that door again.
On the 9th, a VC battalion was reported just northeast of Bahia, out in that kind of jungle land, and an APC troop was ambushed, moving up to a blocking position. That's the one you recall where six M113s were lost. There were about a total of 50 casualties in that action. Then on the 17th of December, there was a convoy ambushed on Highway 15 between Bahia and Binwa. Then on the 28th, this last action started. And it was speculated, incidentally, that by this time that there was speculation that that one of the regiments from Roseanne C or D had come down to Big Tree. It's not certain that, well, you know what the two war zones are, and that either one of the two regiments that are carried in those war zones came down, or a combination of the two. Some speculation that it was a battalion or two from each.
Why do you think they would take place from one area to put it from the other?
Well, let me come back to that at the end of this little chronology.
You said there was speculation that
a main force being moved battalion,
yeah,
that a regiment, or equivalent of a regiment, had moved down into Big Tree from up in war zone C or D. Or both.
Some of us who were at Dot Bell when the regional forces got down there after the regional forces beat up us,
yeah,
talking to the policy at that time, he told us that, I recall that indeed the main force regiment had moved to the area, that they had had some intelligence that effect. Well, the question I'd like to ask is, did the Arvin people move forces in there at that time to fight for this
the high command moved the 4th Ranger Battalion into the province, and parts of the 33rd, 38th, 30th, and I think the company from the 35th Ranger Battalion, sort of pieces of all four of those. So then on the 28th, you know I went through this last episode. An estimate of that 8,600 hours on the 28th, the word got out to that district town and post that there was an estimated D.C. battalion in the town. The report is that the battalion went into the town that the night before. The 30th Ranger Battalion, which only had two companies, went into the town on the 28th and fought its way in about a third of the way through the town and withdrew that night. And the next day, the 30th Ranger Battalion went back into the town and the 33rd was tele-elected in south and west, south and east of the village, in two lifts. The first lift of a company and a half, and the second one was the headquarters company and another company. And it was that first force that was overrun. Because the D.C. had dug in on the grid line, as you know, both to the northeast and the southeast of the town. So that the 33rd landed between the town and the D.C. and as it apparently, as the helicopters left and the armed helicopters left, although they'd been fired at a little bit, as the 33rd started for the town, as best it can be reconstructed, the D.C. came out behind them, from behind them, and overran them. Then, the next morning, the 4th Marines were lifted in north of the town, but northwest instead of northeast.
This is the 30th, sir?
The date? and when they were about 3 kilometers, still 3 kilometers to the west, to the east of the highway, the 10 tanks and the one company of the 35th Rangers were ambushed.
How many tanks?
10. 10 in all, well, only 2 tanks were damaged. I don't know whether they had all 10 on the road or not. They had at least 5. They had a platoon of 5 on the road, and one company of the 35th.
What about
the number of personnel? That's right, and they had an APC. They had three elements in that task force. And all
that trucks, too, didn't you,
General? I don't know if they had any trucks or not. I suppose the Rangers had some trucks. What happened was that the 30th Rangers had come down from the north, and the 35th and the tanks had come up from the south, where they met, that they were clearing the road so the casualties could be taken out of Benja. It was just about 1700 when they met, so they turned around, the 35th turned around at the tanks to withdraw to the south, and as they were about 2,000 yards north of the artillery position that had been set up alongside the road, they were ambushed by 4 or 5 50 calibers and 57s and 75s. VC were engaged there and finally withdrew to the west. They got over toward that little mountain, which many of you have seen that. The next day, the airborne searched that area out. That would have been the second. And since then, there have been the airborne battalions augmented yesterday by a couple of more battalions, and some other APCs have been dividing up the area and searching it, and up to now they have had little luck. They've captured 2 VC today. The first 2 VC would have been captured in the whole operation.
When you say a couple more battalions, what would you say the total strength now divided
in the
strength?
Well, I'd have to sit down and figure that out, because you've got parts of 4 Ranger battalions, an understrength Marine battalion, 3 full-strength airborne battalions, and 2 M113 troops, and got a couple of other units, the strength of which I don't know. I would not want to speculate any further on that. Amount of air support flown in there. And there was more flown at the time that the Marines went in. There hasn't been any shortage of that. In other words, all the missions that have been asked for have been flown.
Those are intent to bomb this Quincy concentration with the parachutes they're trying to converge on. You say it was a concentration they're trying to converge on.
No, I think they wanted to catch up. Well, you can't have it both ways. About 200, roughly 200 CIA, including 5 U.S. About 190 wounded, including 8 U.S. 65 missing, including 3 U.S. D.C. losses were... There were lots of very high estimates, up to 200, 300, and 400, but the one who killed is 140 killed, and we never know what the... There were none captured except two today, and we don't know what the wounded were.
The wounded could have been killed yesterday,
and brought in the fire. Yesterday? I know of two that were captured this morning. I didn't know about any yesterday.
Whether perhaps in the next month, the decision will be made whether this is worth the payment. the city we're looking at is very from a Vietnam position. Would you think that a battle like that would be enough to harden that position?
Up to now, I would think yes. But I don't think that's mind you, that's the first chapter in there that's been written over there, and if the government is able to recoup the things of Vietcong's mind. But I would say up to now they probably regard this as having been a favorable engagement.
Do you have any evidence, any indication that this people can make in this still?
We have no reason to believe it's gone. And there have been reports that they intend to stay for 2 more months.
Well, that's the belief it didn't turn out so. But it has been defended for
I'm not sure tonight. But last night there was the 33rd Rangers and the 30th Rangers were still in the village itself.
Then when you say the indication, or the reports rather, that they intend to stay for 2 months, you mean in this area or in the province per se?
In the province.
In the province, you hold. And you feel that because there's in fact an element from outside.
No question about that. This area hasn't had anything in it for a long, long time until this chronology which I started to run through.
Well, it was some material in, wasn't it, or was it this?
Well, when you say from outside, you mean outside food too?
Yes, of course, obviously.
Yeah.
From
10 years. I said it's the estimate is that the forces and food tree came either from Arizona C or D. They're both. Frankly, I don't think anybody knows exactly what.
Why do you think the movement led to that?
Back to that question, yes.
Why
was
it?
A, we don't know. B, the speculation that they wanted to get to force the government to withdraw forces that are working in the Saigon area. That's one possibility, just a possibility. There's speculation that they're interested in improving a ring around Saigon. That's again a possibility only. Third, which I think you mentioned yourself, is that they may want to stand and have a contest and see who wins and see whether they can trade forces or whether they can attract forces of the GDF. My personal view is that they haven't. Considering all the actions of the last month, that the contest is by no means decided at this point. I think they've lost about as many as they've gained, even when you add up figures. The kill ratio is still about 2-1, which is what it was last month.
Have they weakened themselves in the non-state
area? Obviously, they've weakened themselves somewhere.
Are we able to exploit this?
I would say that the pacification program around Saigon continues to move ahead. And it may just be that this is an effort to divert that one. Just possibly that this is it. Now, it doesn't matter much to that pacification program whether these forces are threatening it from the Big Two side or the Dim Zin side. Confident that progress is being made. In Jiaguan, in Hanoi, in the corner of Tainan, in southern Binh Dinh, and in Long An. In other words, the net effect, the net evaluation would say that the so-called Hop Top Clan has continued to enjoy some success. I wouldn't want to overestimate or overstate it, but some success. I would think the VC don't like that. It might very well be that Q2 was a diversionary effort. In the province, it's not a very important province physically, except for the big plantation over there. So how do you explain why they're over there? Good place to fight from because it's jungle, that's one thing. Secondly, there's not a whole lot of population. They don't have to poke it back very much. Thirdly, it does draw off horses in that direction. And fourth, they may be experimenting, as I said earlier, with trying to raise this thing one more notch and test slightly more sustained operations.
It's not a testing ground, but other problems do go calm and would lend itself to their kind of operation.
I would think not. No. I would think that there's no similarity between these two at all.
So this is a good place to fight in as well as a good place to fight from.
Good, that's right. Easy to hide, easy to get away. I don't know. For example, according to all the rules of jungle, let's say, you've got to have a big push ratio in your favor to cope successfully with jungle. You've got to have, if you had all of the talents you need in Q2, you need 12 or 13 battalions just to divide it up into surveillance zones so that you know what's going on in the province. Something like that, you just jump in.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Mingnan is about a 4-day walk from the Dursat and about a 3-day walk from the high ground up behind Da Nang. In other words, if you cut in a little north, you can get into the high ground west of Da Nang from Mingnan in about 3 days' walk. And if you go a little farther south to the Dursat down to the headquarters of the northern.
Obviously, the VC is trying to grind up the reserve, but I don't think that's anything new. I think they would have liked to have done that at all times and places. They
haven't ground up any of the battalions of the General Reserve except the 4th Marine Battalion. So they haven't achieved that purpose.
They've made a start
on this one. Yeah, but I mean one is hardly a trend. The commitment of these Ranger battalions, bits and pieces of it, piecemeal over 4 days, is not probably the best way to cope with the situation.
You're getting a little more. So you had evidence over a month of a build-up. You had evidence of what's the regiment in there, and then first units that send in to counter action, the first major action were two companies. They were followed until the paratroops went in. You had boys being sent on men's jobs, as it were.
Well, I just said that the way the forces were committed in the town of Benja and around it, I don't think were.
Well, it was that, because you come on the advisory aspect here.
Obviously, something went wrong. Either the advice wasn't good or it wasn't heeded, or the circumstances were that. I frankly wouldn't want to speculate on that.
What advice have you given? This is a question. Did we give advice that perhaps a greater concentration of troops should be devoted to this particular area?
Well, I don't want to answer that question because I don't want to be quoted on it, because no matter how I answer that one, it's going to come out wrong tomorrow morning, and it's going to be damaged to the cause.
Well, it's an important thing. I understand, General, but since we are in an advisory capacity here, and this is obviously, as you said, one of the
I'm glad that you include yourself among the advisors. I say you win some and you lose some, and when you lose one, you can agonize over it and beat it to death as to why it happened. Obviously, a lot of things went wrong. Some dumb decisions were made. In retrospect, it should have been done differently. I don't think anybody would disagree with that, from General Conrad on down. You just wouldn't put those Ranger battalions in the way they were put in.
Is it political?
I don't think there's anything more that needs to be said.
General, I feel that the political upheavals at the time may have worked to the detriment of command efficiency.
I don't know.
At what level can you tell us in the Vietnamese armed forces were the basic decisions the first part of that was made? Was it made by the highest level?
The decisions were made first by the province, and then by the sector, and then by the corps.
So how was it by the time it got to General Kahn himself?
I don't know when it got to General Kahn. Corps was in command. Tracy, you can check me on this. By the time the 4th Marines were committed, Corps was commanding the operation.
And
they quickly assumed on the morning of the airborne were landed. But on the Central Zone had it.
Friday.
The last time we moved in with a battalion, the reaction was one battalion. And the end of the town on the Helleborn operation at the other end of the town, and the VC was good. And that was okay as long as it worked. The next time it didn't work. This was in a form, I suppose, of an ambush for an Airmobile force on the 33rd. And then pretty good tactical exploitation of the fact the Marines went out and stuck their nose on.
Generally, these forces were set in bit by bit. What was the largest Alvin Ford
to have
engaged at one time?
Are you talking
while
the VC
were
there fighting?
Yes, but when the VC had to do it at any given moment.
About two battalions. Part of the 30th Rangers and part of the 33rd.
Well, when just the Rangers were there, that's
right, because the VC actually withdrew from Benghazi before the Marines came in. But they engaged the Marines later.
Mm-hmm. But in the Marines is not as great as some of the Rangers in the earlier part.
thought they were probably about to come.
General, what were some of the reports on the degree of aggression shown by the Vietnamese troops?
Now, you're talking about the attack of the